Case number 11126, David Costello, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, west of Wilson Avenue, being lot 31, block 3, within Cape Windsor Development. Tax map ID number 533-20.14, parcel 63.00. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Costello, 671 Integrity Drive, Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Board. My name is David Costello. I'm here tonight to talk about 38778 Wilson Avenue, also known as Lot 31 in the Cape Windsor development. What I'd like to ask for is a 5-foot side yard variance to the required 10 feet and a 5-foot variance to the 20-foot required rear yard setback line. The lot is very unique in shape in that it is 5 feet less in depth. The typical lot on Wilson Avenue is about 50 by 90. This particular lot is about 50 by 85. So the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property and making it compatible with some of the neighboring properties. I was not involved in the current subdivision, which created the small, narrow lots. The proposed use is the same as the neighboring properties. It'll be residential in use. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the use of the adjacent properties. This variance request represents the minimum area that will afford relief to build the home that we're looking to build on the property. I also have an exhibit from the Cape Windsor community. I have an approval letter where they approved the home structure with the variances that I am requesting here tonight.
You're planning to build a structure that's 35 by 60?
Yes.
If it's a stick-built home, why can't you keep into compliance with the setbacks?
Well, mainly because I need to, I think the minimum requirement in the front yard is a 5-foot, but I want to hold it off of that more so that I can allow for parking. I think part of the problem with some of the older homes in Cape Windsor is that they did bring these homes within 5 feet of the property line, and then there was nowhere for the cars to park. So I think I'm asking for a 5-foot variance to the rear, which is fairly similar to what a lot of the adjoining or neighboring properties do have. So that and it's mainly to afford for some parking so that cars aren't out on the street and all of that.
So you're saying that you could bring it into compliance, but you need the parking?
Yeah, I feel, yeah. Parking is important.
What about your air conditioning? Is your air, you're allowed to encroach 3 feet with the air conditioning into the setback.
Yeah, and I believe, I believe that's shown on.
You can't put it anywhere else? You're 6 feet from the line.
And you say I can be within 3 feet of the line?
That's
no.
Correct.
No. Encroach. You could encroach 3 feet, so you could be 7 feet from the line.
That's right.
Okay, I could allow for that, yeah. I can make that work.
You can make that work?
Yeah, I can, instead of that platform being 4 feet, that platform could be 3 feet.
There you go. Okay, so you wouldn't need that 4-foot variance, right?
No, I was asking for a 5-foot to the south side, which would be the left side, and no, I was not asking for a variance for the air conditioning unit.
You weren't asking for an air conditioning? I have that in front of me. It says you want a 4-foot variance for your AC unit.
Okay. Then no. You know what? Then no. I'm wrong on that then. So no. But I can make that work. I can build a 3-foot platform.
That work. Okay.
Absolutely.
You won't need that one.
And how big did you say your house was again?
It's approximately 35 by 60, and that's inclusive of decks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that I did do, the deck to the rear, I kind of recessed the steps, which you can kind of see on the site plan there, mm-hmm. so that that wouldn't encroach any further into that 15-foot rear yard setback.
I have no other questions.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Hunter? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And I have no further questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One in the back, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one, sir. Do you want to come up front then? Sir, you can sit down right up front here until he's finished. Okay.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Philip Fisher, 38782 Wilson Avenue.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if I disagree with what's been said.
Okay.
I just don't understand one thing.
Okay.
I have not had access to any prints or anything.
All right.
I do have something that a gentleman gave me. I don't even know who he is. My only concern is I live in the lot next door.
Okay.
In the southeast corner of the drawing that I have on my property and on Mr. Costello's property is a maybe 3 foot, 3.5 square foot transformer. I don't know whether fire code allows that to be that close to the house. If he's getting a variance for the side.
You're not, would you say, again?
Fire codes. Evidently, there has to be some kind of fire code with that transformer sitting there as close to that house.
If there is a fire code, then that would be enforced by a different entity.
Fire marshal's office. You'd have to take that up with him, sir.
After it's built. Well,
if you knew it was there before, how long has it been there?
His lot is empty.
Yeah, but how long has that box been there, though?
I've been there 8 years.
Has it ever been an issue before?
But I'm 20 foot from the box.
Sir, let me tell you something. When he goes in to get his building permit,
okay,
he's got to meet fire marshal requirements.
Okay, that's my only concern.
Okay.
I don't have any disagreements or anything.
Okay.
Just
so you don't disagree with any of the...
No, nothing else.
No. Okay.
Oh, okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
How many, I do have another question. How many stories?
It'll be a three-story home.
Three-story, which would give you how many square feet?
About 4,000 square feet.
And what is the reason that you can't build in the required setbacks? In other words, 30 by 55?
Well, the rear yard setback, the variance that I'm asking for is mainly because of parking. So that's my main need there. The rest of it is just that, you know, there is a garage incorporated in to the home. And, you know, there's ample deck space. So to build a reasonably nice home, these are the required dimensions.
Reasonably nice home. Okay. So you're planning on parking on the same side as the air conditioner?
What actually happens, where the deeded part of the lot is, till you get out, the right-of-way is wider than what the actual cartway is. So there will be more driveway here than what's depicted here. So if I have 12 feet, there's approximately another 6 feet till you hit the actual macadam. So you end up, that you can pull cars straight into the home. So you have more than what the deeded lot is showing there till you get out to the actual macadam of the street.
Mm-hmm.
So the only spot you can't really park a car right in front of would be the main stairway right there. Some of the older homes in the neighborhood, when they did come to within 5 feet of the property line, then it's just a mess when they're trying to parallel park and the cars are hanging into the street. It doesn't make for a nice streetscape.
Were they single-story homes they were?
They were.
And you're going three stories?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the newer homes that are going into the neighborhood are two and three stories.
You're not willing to cut back at all on it at all? Your footage, you're not willing to cut back at all on that footage so you can meet some of your setbacks?
Well, it's just, you know, to get a reasonably sized home and then, you know, you have the deck spaces, you know.
Going three stories, though.
Again, there's no further discussion or questions. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,126 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 11,126 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement also. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.